Hello. Has it snowed yet in Texas?
About 5 years ago.
Morning.
Right. Hello. Morning. We got our first snow yesterday, and it's supposed to snow again today. I'm just like, yeah. I should
Broke
not
out
be
my
making
jacket.
guys have dipped down to like 60.
It is 43 this morning, a little bit chilly.
Whoa. Whoa. I think today is supposed to be. The high is, I think, supposed to be 43.
Oh my God, I don't miss that at all. I don't miss that at all. One bit. Just
Yeah.
miss it.
I'm not gonna miss it either. Once I move, we're supposed to be coming. We're coming back for holidays. I'm just like, great. I get to come back at the time of the year that I hate the
Think we're supposed to get rain here later in the week.
That sounds like a
That's
Texas
winter.
winter.
That's winter here. Yeah, and Texas, yeah.
And are you in drought?
No, it's actually the last 2 years have been fine.
Oh, good.
No, it's been good. That horrible panicked feeling every time you wash the dishes is not there. Like,
Yeah.
oh my God.
How can I do this as efficiently as possible?
I learned a few tricks from my grandmother.
Was she like a basin lady?
No, double sink. But what she would do is, she would wash everything in the one sink, and then she would put it in the other sink and just stack it up. And then once everything was full, usually she'd wait till she had like a big pan or something she had to rinse out, and then dump that water over top of
Yes.
everything and rinse everything else in the
I
sink.
still do have, yes, I still do want to like every time I rinse one thing out, I gotta pour something else. I still have that habit, which isn't a bad habit. I mean, it's still good to do, but yeah,
Well,
for sure.
given that fresh water is going to be in increasing demand.
It's true. It's true.
Exactly. And she grew up, the first part of her life, she grew up on a farm way in the rural area of Pennsylvania. So their water, they had to go out and pump. So
Yeah.
we always want to preserve the well, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
then also they didn't want to make as many trips to the well because
Oh,
it was
right.
outside.
Makes sense.
Yeah, my grandmother grew up on a small farm in South Dakota during the Dust Bowl. So it's like, yep.
That'll do it.
That one was definitely preserve the
Yeah.
well.
Preserve the well, break down cans because you're going to have to, because you bury your trash, all of that.
She did that a little bit, many tool scraps. Actually, even when she moved into town, she didn't have a vegetable garden. Well, they had a vegetable garden during World War II, which pretty much everyone did. They had a massive one. But she had a flower garden, and even up until in her late 80s, all her food scraps were always collected in a separate bin under the sink, and they were taken out and buried in different places in the garden just to help enrich your garden soil. I mean, she if she had it was funny, my uncle used to make fun of her because she would always, like, a week she'd throw out this little bag about this big. It's like, how is you only have that much garbage? She's like, well, because she recycles and she does all this other stuff. That was
All right. I'm just
work time.
starting to, I guess so. I took off like the whole half of last week, and so it's slow going for me getting back up and running this week. Turns out, taking time off just makes you want more time off.
Every time I take off, I want to retire.
I often feel I feel like punished for taking a vacation. Like you're back here.
Yes. Okay. Do we know who's taking notes next time? I'm looking for the real product.
Oh, I think it might, is it me?
Yeah, it's you, I think.
Yeah, it's me. I'm on it.
Nice.
I have it on the calendar.
Cool. And did we have anything that we wanted to highlight from last meeting for the monthly newsletter?
I think one of the things is that we now have 8 votes in support of the PC's proposal. So I believe that would be enough to call the vote. We'd like to say we've voted in favor. I don't know if there's a need to wait till the meeting to because I did not put a I realize I did not put a final like when voting closes. But whenever we feel like announcing, we seem to have a decision.
I did have I mean it, what's done is done, so just at this point just more for my curiosity, but I did wonder, I is there expressed in that document a minimum support window at all, or is there anything keeping them from saying, here's the release and we're not supporting it for more than a week?
Logic? But no, I don't think there's anything written. No, I don't recall reading anything of that sort.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen something like that, but I don't know. We could.
Because it's not up to them. I mean, the way it seems like it's structured to me is that it's not about anything. I mean, I know it's about other things, but the main criteria is the support of the underlying technology. So if they don't have any control over that, theoretically it could be, although that would be really unfortunate. But it seems like the idea is to be pretty flexible, in the sense that, like, if something like that does happen, they can somehow adjust. Right? It's
And
Well, I'm sure
and
it'll come up if it does happen.
yeah.
Well, one of the things that was made explicit again in the conversation was that this proposal was seen as addressing Ramzan's specifically, and specifically because of the unexpected delay in Trillium and the operating assumption is that this does not represent an ongoing change in the cadence. And if this situation, this is an exceptional situation. If there were to arise again, it would need to be dealt with again. So,
Okay.
yeah.
I don't know. I did that wrong. I did. All right. That seems like a good announcement. Make at the top of the meeting next time.
Do we want to announce that like later in the day on Slack? Like make a public announcement or wait until the meeting to make the announcement?
I suppose, or we could also do it Thursday after we announce it in the meeting, I guess.
Okay. That sounds good. Having a full week for the process seems reasonable.
I might pop over there and put my vote in
Yeah, that'd be great.
just for the sake of solidarity.
Well, the more active
Also, I don't
participation,
know,
the better.
and I haven't looked at the news yet today, but it seems like there's a possible.
A possibility of a government shutdown coming to a close. Is that what you're about to say?
I think he lost his sound.
I think so.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, these stupid earbuds don't work all the time. I was just saying, I haven't checked the news today, so I don't know what the latest is, but there's a possibility the shutdown might be over soon, so.
Yeah, there's still some hoops to walk through for that,
Yeah.
including the house.
Talk about hoops. It's a regular circus.
Yeah, full three rings.
As I say,
Yeah.
national instead of the national anthem, we should start playing Send in the Clowns.
Okay. So I do we have any SIG updates or anything like that coming up? Do we have anything?
Excuse me a minute. What unauthorized behavior are you
What I'm looking for.
No, there's nothing on the calendar.
Okay.
Sorry,
All
cat's
right.
engaged in unauthorized activity.
Uh-oh.
For cats, is there any other kind? Actually, no. I'm sorry. Actually, there is no such thing as unauthorized activity for cats. They immediately certify any behavior they engage in.
I'm saying that if a cat does it, it's not unauthorized.
Yes. Okay. I feel like there was a topic that came up, and we were like, we should talk about that in the future.
Do we have it in our notes?
Yeah, and we captured it somewhere, but I'm like trying to remember where it was. Well, I mean, one of the things that we could go over is we could start allowing the subgroups to start presenting their charters.
I was gonna say, so I don't. We didn't get any feedback on the dashboard one, and I don't know that I would keep meaning to comment on the other one that Autumn had put up, but I haven't yet. It might be good if we don't have anything else to start doing that. I agree, because often you need to put it in front of people forcefully to make it. Like, I don't want to start working on some of this stuff without having actual feedback. Because
Yeah.
I feel 100% comfortable with all the things that we wrote down. So I would vote
Yeah,
yes
I'm okay. Well, let's just do that. We'll just set aside equal time for each of the groups to go over their agenda, and if we don't get to all of them, we can push them later. What do y'all want to do? Do we want to I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do updates from each individual group. I guess I just move these down into new topics. I don't think I did it. I think this will work.
We need to remind ourselves to update the decision log when we finalize the vote.
That is a great idea.
So that'll be on the in the action items, update decision log.
Keyboard's messing up. I'm just having a total failure of technology over here. Okay.
Your earbuds are interfering with your typing.
You know, actually, I was thinking about it, and I think everything's Bluetooth over here. My keyboard, my mouse, my earbuds. That might be part of my problem, I think.
I mean, it's not supposed to be, but it's very well possible. Do you have a Mac or a PC?
You have a Mac.
Mac's usually pretty good about that sort of thing, though, too. So,
all right, Alan. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. I was just clearing my throat. Sorry.
All right. What do we think? 10 to 15 minutes a piece. Does that sound? Or 15 to 20 a piece.
Yeah.
Okay. Working group. Charter review. Okay. All right, that looks like a thing. And I'll reach out to Autumn and let her know that we put her on the agenda for that. And she's on their last. I mean, their charter is very ready. I feel like at least ready to be presented for feedback. So that should be fine. And she's last on the list, so she's the most likely to get bumped for time anyway. So, okay. Well, I mean, that probably would fill up the meeting. Is there anything else that is to be addressed?
Is there still the reporting SIG in app reports being inconsistent? Is this still a topic? It's in the product council topic calendar.
Oh.
Oh, not this one.
I'm in the wrong.
It's the first item in the product council meeting. In this section where our minutes are, the first item. Yeah, they're down there. The first subpage, I mean. Yeah, this one. Here we have, you have another version than I have. Okay, then maybe have a. Okay, I had an old version, obviously. Sorry.
It's okay. That does. One of the things on housekeeping that I would like to is just ask the question, any more SIG updates? Like, let's talk about if there are more that need to happen, who try to identify who they are and get the liaisons to reach out to them. To resist writing down SIG updates update. Okay.
I think what about calling it priorities presentation or something? That's what you're asking about, right? It's the priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it would be good to check and see if there's anybody who hasn't come.
I have another housekeeping question about our about this wiki space we have here. That further up in the left sidebar, there is this shortcuts section, and we have, for example, I mean, I can't edit that, and we have, for example, we have this old version of meeting notes thing,
yeah,
which I think it's not worth having it in the shortcuts, maybe, but having the new one.
Yeah.
But if you go on this page, you have the new meeting notes there. Whereas in the product council meetings section, you have the old ones. So it's a bit mixed up. So I don't have the rights, or I don't know how to change the shortcuts, for example.
Yeah, I don't know if I do either. Space settings, I'm sure I do.
Yeah,
maybe I
well,
do. I don't know.
I can go into the space settings, but I can't find anything where to change the shortcuts. And as I said, I just saw that the old version meeting minutes and the new one, the current one, their content is somehow mixed up, I think.
Okay. That's a good thing to talk about. Okay. Well, what else? Anything else? Awesome. I feel pretty good about that. And who knows, maybe Caitlin will be with us.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
You're thinking that the government's going to move quickly.
If you want to see move quickly, wait till you see the fast one I pull when she hops back on and I jump down and you're the one left on there talking.
You know how you stop this in the future? Anytime the government shuts down, the first people not to get paid are the senators and congressmen.
Indeed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're all making a lot of money and none of it is from
what they get. Yeah,
it probably wouldn't hurt them that much. Maybe they're Congress people, but not the senators.
There's a small handful of congressmen who don't have independent means.
Yeah.
Right.
A small number.
Yeah.
Start charging them then.
As long as they're back before Thanksgiving when I have to get on an airplane, I'll be happy.
I'm really like it's a long way off, but I'm still like thinking like about the flight to Prague and stuff. I'm like, I don't know, man. I think I'm done with airplanes. I'm gonna swim.
Yeah,
I think there's some international cruises that you can take. I think it takes about a week to get across.
Ocean liner, yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll screen share my conversation with our business office when it comes time for me to talk them into that.
I mean, you might be okay because most of those international flights, you don't use U.S. airlines. You use an international airline. So leave out of Houston. Is there any British Airways out of Houston?
I think it's all Carnival and the Caribbean something. Trying to think of what's. Yeah. There's not a lot of variety going out of Houston, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. As I say, flight wise, if you can get a British Airways, you could fly over to the UK and then jump from the UK over to Prague.
Oh yeah.
So the main.
You can drive up to Canada. And...
Yeah. Actually, my sister and brother-in-law used to do that because he's from the UK. They used to actually, I mean, it's not that long of a trip from here to Toronto. They used to drive up to Toronto and fly from Toronto over to the UK because it was cheaper by like a few hundred bucks.
Yeah.
But then the issues that we always ran into at the border, he was like, you know what? It's not worth it. Because it's like, why did you fly out Canada? Because it's cheaper.
Yeah. I forgot where. Maybe it was upstate New York where people would fly out of Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
And when it comes to flying, I mean, we have a tiny airport here in town. The airport in Austin, Texas is not too huge, but it's always better to find one of the small ones to fly out of than driving down to Houston. And, you know, I like, going through security and having to mask how your mom's doing, that sort of vibe. That's what I like.
So Ithaca has its own small little quote unquote international airport.
Like two gates, right?
Yeah. That ours is. It,
well, no, actually, we have four gates.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a big... No, it might as well only have two gates. It technically has, like, four gates, but it mainly only uses the two of them. And it's the gates are literally one large room, and there's doors around it.
Yep.
Because they just upgraded it. But the problem is like when I went to Kansas City, it was, I want to say $600 or $700 to fly out of Ithaca. But if I drove an hour to Syracuse and flew out of Syracuse, the price was literally half of that. It was like $300.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, Syracuse is an option. It's an hour away. Rochester is also an option. If you like, Newark and JFK is also an option. If you're up for the 3-4 hour drive, I am actually driving my sister and her family to Newark on the 26th because they are flying over to Finland to go there for 2 or 3 weeks. So I get to drive them to New York City, which is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. New York City in a minivan, nothing's better.
Oh, you're going to New Jersey. You're going to New Jersey.
True, true. So I don't actually have to go through the actual city. You'll I can go fine. Around it.
You'll be fine. I did it. It's not like you have to go to JFK or LaGuardia. Be fine.
Oh no, no, no! They hate my brother-in-law. New hates Jersey GFK.
Is a special brand of pain in the ass, but it's not as bad as the city.
I did it one day. I must have hit rush hour traffic in the afternoon because I left the airport. I was literally it took me about an hour to go a mile. And of course, every time I go to Newark, I also stop at IKEA. So that might have been my biggest mistake. And then I hit the suburbs. So I'm like, yeah. But I can't skip IKEA.
But that's on you. But that's on you.
It is. It is. It is. But we are supposed to be getting an IKEA in Syracuse.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. They're putting one in, I think it's Carousel Mall, because it's pretty much half empty now.
But I can never go back to IKEA, because the last time I went to IKEA, we bought a bunch of furniture, got home, and realized that we had this whole coffee table that had been loaded up that they never charged us for. So, like, I'm in the clear now, and I can't go back. I don't want to get nabbed.
You go back. We remember you. You owe us for a coffee table that you picked, that you took 5 years ago.
That's got to be a statute of limitations on that kind of thing.
I'm probably okay. This is mostly just my excuse for not wanting to go back to IKEA.
I don't blame you. It always seems like a good idea, and then when you're there, you're like, oh my god, I'm trapped. I can't find my way out.
Too much stuff.
It's emotionally intense, that story.
It's overwhelming.
I think I always find it cool, but yeah, it's just like, what? I could buy that, I could buy that, and like, too by the time much. You're done,
I can't deal with that anymore. Yeah.
Although it's one of my requirements for when I move, there has to be a Trader Joe's within an hour. And an IKEA within an hour. So I've met both of those requirements with Orlando, so I'm good.
Good.
All right, folks. Have a good Tuesday.
Yeah. Take care, everyone. Bye. See you Thursday.